And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Bayou Vermilion Preservation Association is presenting their first ever Bayou Vermilion Treasures Water Weekend. Tomorrow at Vermilionville, there will be speakers and panels all day about the opportunities and threats to the Bayou Vermilion. You can register in the morning. I think they're there by 7:30, and the program begins within the next hour after that. On Saturday, there are lots of suggested water activities. You can go to their website, bayouvermilionpreservation.org, to find out the different ways they suggest for you to enjoy the bayou on Saturday. That is the Bayou Vermilion Preservation Association, and the website, bayouvermilionpreservation.org. The Lauren Riley Elliott Company continues the play Crimes of the Heart by Beth Henley at Cité des Arts. It's directed by Cooper Helm and will run through the 18th, which is a Sunday at Cité. Tickets are available by calling Cité or going to their website. This Friday at the Hilliard University Art Museum, an evening with Dickie Landry and Sonny Landreth. It is a benefit concert for the Hilliard. It starts at 7 o'clock on Friday. Tickets are available by calling the UL Lafayette Foundation or going to their website, ullafayettefoundation.org/events, and you can find out how to get tickets for an evening with Dickie Landry and Sonny Landreth. Dickie's exhibit is still on display at the Hilliard. It's called Dickie Landry New York, 1969-1979, photographs, black and white photographs that he took in New York when he was living and working up there. There's also a catalog that the UL Press put together of those photographs that will be available at the museum store. In Lake Charles, the Louisiana Choral Foundation's Masterworks Chorale presents its spring concert this weekend. There will be a performance on Friday and one on Sunday. Both performances will be at the St. Luke Simpson United Methodist Church in Lake Charles. On Friday, the concert is at 7:30 and on Sunday at 3 o'clock. For more information about the performance entitled Spirits of Wisdom and Unity, you can go to the Louisiana Choral Foundation website or give them a call. Tomorrow evening, Carolyn Woosley, a Lake Charles native and longtime supporter of KRVS, will receive a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. That's the CRCL at their annual award banquet in Baton Rouge. Congratulations, and if you're interested in attending that banquet, you can go to that website for the CRCL. On Saturday morning at the Horse Farm, the Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market will celebrate mothers and Mother Nature. There will be flower bouquets and handcrafted artwork. The UL Horticulture Club will be there, and local musicians Philip and Andre Huval will lead the Saturday's jam, Cajun Jam, from 9 until 11. The market is from 8 until noon at the Horse Farm. And the Big Easel, if you were planning to attend this Saturday, has been rescheduled for June 7th because of the threat of rain. For more information, you can go to their Facebook page. The Bag Mat Ministry will hold a workshop this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Grace Presbyterian Church in Lafayette. The Bag Mat Ministry teaches individuals and service organizations how to make sleeping bags for the homeless from recycled plastic shopping bags. All are invited to attend, whether it's for an hour or the entire day. The Friends Underwriting Rescues, or FUR group, will have its first annual shelter shindig in Opelousas to benefit the St. Landry Parish Animal Shelter. You can attend from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. on the grounds of the Yambalee Hall. That's on Highway 190. For more information, you can email them at friendsunderwritingrescues@gmail.com or go to their website, friendsunderwritingrescues.org. The Friends of Music at UL Lafayette will have a benefit for the School of Music and Performing Arts Scholarship Program this Saturday called A Magical Night of Music. It will be from 6:30 to 9:30 in Lafayette at Hotel Acadiana. Tickets are available by calling the School of Music or going to the Friends of Music website or Facebook page. This Saturday is Second Saturday Art Walk in downtown Lafayette. Galleries up and down Jefferson will be open. And the Student Arts Expo will take place all over downtown Lafayette in exhibit spaces and businesses and galleries. It starts at noon at the Acadiana Center for the Arts with the opening ceremonies and continues throughout the evening until 8 o'clock. The Silverbacks Improv Theater Company presents the Family Dinner Comedy Troupe from Baton Rouge. They will be joining them at Cité des Arts this Saturday. The performance starts at 7:30, and tickets will be available at the door. On Sunday at Oliver Hall on the UL campus, the film series Images of South Louisiana in Film, Responsibility and Representation will conclude with its final program. Dr. Barry Osele will be showing two documentaries made by Louisiana filmmakers, Anything I Catch by Pat Meir and I Always Do My Collars First by Connie Castile. That starts at 3 o'clock in Oliver Hall on the UL Lafayette campus. It is free and open to everyone. And there will be a discussion kind of summarizing everything they've been talking about in the series and, of course, discussion about these two documentaries. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You can, of course, always support KRVS very easily and securely at our website. Thank you so much to all of you who contributed during our fundraiser, which ended on Sunday. We appreciate all of you who became new members and those who renewed their membership. If you kind of missed it, as several people did, they rushed on Monday and Tuesday to make their pledges. You can pledge at any time at our website. Just click on the red button that says support this station, and it's very easy to do. Again, thank you so much for those of you who participated. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7, it's This American Life, hosted by Ira Glass. From the Shamrock Shore with Heather Cole Mullen. Val Broussard Boston with Franco Mix at 9. Earthbeat with Cecil Doyle at 10. La Vianera with Diego Martin Perez at 11. And The Midnight Snack at midnight. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.